breaking news and the interviews everybody else will talk about. This is America's Radio News.
I wish to God she had had an M4 in her office locked up, so when she heard gunfire, she pulls it out, and she didn't have to lunge heroically with nothing in her hands, but she takes him out, takes his head off before he can kill those precious kids.
All right, that was Congressman Louie Gohmert from the state of Texas articulating what he would like to see done as far as getting our schools more secure from the type of violence witnessed up in Connecticut. Let's talk more about that with our next guest, Mark Walters. Concealed carry gun expert, author of Lessons from Armed America. Mr. Walters, welcome to America's Radio News.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and your audience.
150,000 schools around the country. Some folks are saying that, part of an option for securing our schools may be, maybe getting some innovative ways for metal detectors to get introduced to all the schools, plus allowing teachers the ability, if they should so desire, to defend their students if they want to get the proper training. And then if schools come up where no teachers want to take that responsibility on, then you've got private security. Where do you think, what do you think about that possible solution?
Well, I called for that last night. I think just logically speaking, let's start from this premise that what we're doing now isn't working. Whether you are a gun control advocate, whether you hate guns, whether you love guns, the fact of the matter is, Chris, that what we're doing today isn't working, that we know that. So clearly we need security at our schools. I'm of the mindset that I tend to feel a lot better knowing my pilot is armed. I would think that you do too. I tend to feel a little bit better at 2 o'clock in the morning in a 7-Eleven if a armed police officer walks in and he's carrying a gun. Now, normally I would be carrying a gun as well, but I'm using that just metaphorically speaking, that clearly we feel safer when we're around that authority figure with a gun. Our teachers and our administrators are also seen as authority figures. They're also some of the most trusted of our neighbors in our own communities. Many of them are already licensed concealed carry permit holders in their respective states, and we should give them the option, like we do our pilots, to accept training and be armed at that school. Carry it on their person? I don't know. At this point, I'll take the baby step. You want to put it in a lockbox? Have it in the school? Go ahead and let's have it in the school, but let's get something started quickly.
Yeah, off-duty police officer involved in a shooting last night where a man went in and started shooting up a movie theater. The gunman actually took two people down with a couple of shots, but then was taken down himself by that off-duty police officer. And let's talk about the gun-free zones that schools have been declared. Doesn't that send a signal to a criminal or somebody who might be deranged that, look, These are soft targets that I can open up with impunity. Nobody's going to stop me.
Well, of course, Chris. Let's approach this logically. Let's take our political predispositions out. Let's approach this logically. Every single mass shooting in America happens in a gun-free zone. Every one of them. So you have to wonder why that is. I'll let you, as a rational human being, figure out why in your own head. You're a smart guy. Your listeners are smart, but they get it. They understand that if they think logically. We've told the criminal, this is a gun-free zone. Criminals don't pay attention to our laws. A school safety zone? How's that school safety zone working out for you today, Newtown? How's it working out for you, Littleton? How's it working out for you, Brady campaign? Connecticut had the fourth highest score in your goofy state safety scorecard with the best gun control laws in the country. Would we have had 20 beautiful children alive today celebrating Christmas with their families if they were number three on your list? The insanity of this, we've got to approach this logically, and we must make changes. Clearly, a no-gun zone doesn't work. It's a killing zone, and we know that.
All right, Mark Walters is our guest right now. He's a concealed carry gun expert, author of Lessons from Armed America. Then there's the other side of the equation that says, look, these assault weapons that have been put out there, shouldn't there be, at the very least, an increased threshold for licensing, for training, for those particular weapons, because if they do get into the wrong hands, they can be quite deadly.
So is my .22 single-shot Derringer. No, absolutely not. And there's no such thing as an assault weapon on American streets. Assault is an action. It's not a descriptive term for a firearm. That's media misinformation being jammed down our throat day in and day out. There's no such thing as an assault rifle on our streets. An assault rifle is a fully automatic M16 carried by our military. not a semi-automatic look-alike. And that's what a .223 caliber AR-15 is. It's no different than any other single-shot rifle, period. They just don't like it. It happens to be easy to pick on. The reality of the situation is, again, we have to think logically here. America's built on the gun. The Second Amendment exists. That debate ended December 15th, 221 years ago, in 1791, when the Bill of Rights was ratified. This is a nation of 310 million plus people, Chris, with hundreds of millions of guns. Tens of millions of those guns are in the hands of law-abiding citizens, which you just described as an assault rifle. Well, they're there. They're not going away. Dianne Feinstein knows it. Schumer knows it. Bloomberg knows it. The Brady campaign knows it.
Well, what about the high-capacity magazines, 100 rounds in one magazine? What is the purpose of that?
A lot of sports shooters use it. What, should we stop it at 20 and 25? Again, it's a straw man argument. They're picking on a particular thing that they don't like. Very few people use 100-round magazines. There's a reason the military doesn't carry it, because it's incredibly heavy, it's bulky, and it isn't something that you can lug with you over the shoulder on an AR-15. It just isn't practical. Is it available? Yes. Is it expensive? Yes. Is it used in most crimes? Absolutely not. A fraction of a percentage point. Should we limit it to 10? Then we change the magazine three times. I can change a magazine as a trained shooter in less than a fraction of a second.
All right, Mark Walters, concealed carry gun expert, author of Lessons from Armed America. We're going to get you back on because I have a feeling this national discussion is going to get deeper in the days to come. Thank you, sir.
Looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Chris.
You betcha. All right, let's have a look at what's happening on the stock market. Dow's up 83, NASDAQ's up 28, S&P is up 13. We'll continue to talk about the tragedy in Connecticut coming up. Journalism Without Agenda on America's Radio News.
All the news and hot topics when we come back to America's Radio News.